This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. The Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show was in Nashville, Tennessee last week, and the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network spoke with Ross Baldwin of AgMarket.net about what to expect in the cattle markets this year. We will hear more next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
Ross Baldwin of AgMarket.net tells the Iowa Ag Radio Network that supplies continue to tighten for U.S. beef based on the numbers in the recent cattle inventory report.
The significance of this report is it gives you the most insight on what the herd rebuilding looks like. And the all cattle and calves inventory came in 1% lower, 99% or 99.7 was not a huge surprise, but the most surprising number was the U.S. beef cow herd. The expectations were 100.4 and it came in at 99%. So we still continue to get smaller in the U.S. on a herd size. Tightest numbers in over 75 years for the U.S. cow herd.
Baldwin says that 2026 will look very similar to 2025 in terms of which producers are benefiting from the landscape of the cattle market.
If I look out into 2026 right now, the big winner is again going to be the cow-calf producer. They're going to see big returns like they've been seeing. The feedlot sector, it's been tight. I mean, there's still, obviously, we've had historical profit margins, you know, across the cattle feeding sector. But with what feeder cattle cost, that's where that margin has shrunk, and it's tough right now with how expensive these feeder cattle are.
He also says that even with market conditions favorable for producers, managing risk is key.
I think for long-term thinking, the number one thing you need to continue to focus on is managing your risk and at least have a floor in place.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.